Well, here in Spain, it's time to talk to Chris McCann from Blevins Franks. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm very well, thanks, Howard. And yourself?
I'm very well indeed. Thank you very much. Well, there are still plenty of visitors here at the moment enjoying the Spanish coastline and unique inland villages. And as we've seen numerous times over the years, many of them fall in love with Spain and start seriously thinking of moving here. Plus, of course, we have listeners in the UK who are already taking steps to relocate here. So this week's Blevins Franks, Chris McCann and I are going to let you know what taxes you need to expect if you become resident in Spain and what you can do to prepare for them. So Chris, on a high level, what taxes can people moving to Spain expect to pay?
If you are a tax resident of Spain, you will be liable for income, capital gains and wealth taxes on your worldwide assets and subject to Spanish succession or inheritance and gift tax rules. This is in addition to other incidental tax liabilities such as IVA or VAT and other local taxes. Most expatriates are aware that they will be subject to income, capital gains and inheritance. However, not everybody is aware of wealth tax, which has no equivalent in the UK.
Let's look at these taxes in more detail now. Can we start with income tax? How does income tax work in Spain? How do income tax rates here compare to the UK's, for example?
As a resident of Spain, you will be liable for income tax on your worldwide income and gains at progressive scale rates after any available allowances and deductions, depending on the region where you are resident. Income is split into general income and savings income. Savings income includes interest, dividends, income from life assurance contracts, and purchased annuity income. The savings income rates for 2022 range from 19% to 26%. General income includes anything not categorised as savings income, such as rental income and all earned income, including employment, self-employment and pension income. Income tax scale rates are made up of state tax rates and the regional tax rates, which are set independently by each Spanish autonomous community. In relation to some of the more popular regions for expatriates, such as Andalusia, rates start at 19% for income under €12,450 and rise to 47% for income over €300,000. And for Comunidad Valenciana, rates start at 19.5% for income under €12,450 and rise to 54% for income over €300,000. The basic Spanish personal allowance for 2022 is €5,550 per person. For joint tax returns, the allowance given to the first spouse is €5,550 plus €3,400 for the second spouse. The basic allowance is increased by €1,150 for someone aged 65 or more, so €6,700 in total, and by a further €1,400 for someone aged 75 or more, so €8,100 in total.
Are pensions taxed any differently to other income?
If you are a Spanish tax resident, as I mentioned previously, your pension income will in most cases be taxed as general income. This includes all UK state pension income and private pension income, such as income from SIPs. I say most income because there is one exception, in that UK government service pensions remain liable only to UK tax and are not taxable in Spain at all. However, whilst being exempt, the amount does still need to be included in the tax calculation, which determines the tax due on other income which is taxable in Spain. This is known as exemption with progression. In relation to pension cash lump sums, whilst they are tax-free if taken as a UK resident, if taken as a Spanish tax resident, they will be subject to general income tax in Spain.
And what about capital gains tax, both on investments and on property?
For 2022, for Spanish residents, gains on any transfer or sale of assets, including property, are taxable at savings income rates, as previously mentioned, ranging from 19% to 26%. Unlike in the UK, it's worth noting that there are no specific allowances that apply to capital gains in Spain. As a rule, unlike in the UK, if a property is your main home, it is not automatically exempt from Spanish capital gains tax. However, there are circumstances under which the sale of a main home will be exempt for individuals who are resident in Spain. Firstly, as a Spanish resident, if you're aged over 65 when you sell a property and the property qualifies as your main home, you will not have to pay capital gains tax. If you are younger than 65 when you sell a property and the property qualifies as your main home, you may be eligible for reinvestment relief if you use the full proceeds to buy another main home within the European Union or European Economic Area within 2 years.
And what is wealth tax all about? Does it affect many people?
Whilst most people are exempt, it can potentially have a significant impact on wealthy individuals. Wealth tax is payable by residents and non-residents based on assets held at the 31st of December each year. And whilst rates vary across different autonomous regions in Spain, current state rates range from 0.2% to 3.5% per annum. Everybody benefits from a personal allowance, and whilst these vary across regions, in most cases this amounts to €700,000. In addition, residents of Spain receive an additional €300,000, which they can use in relation to their main home. In other words, as these are individual allowances, a Spanish resident couple will only be affected if they have a combined net worth in excess of €2 million.
Many people want to own their Spanish home. What property taxes do people need to be aware of? What purchase taxes will they pay? And is there a Spanish equivalent of council tax?
Spain imposes three principal taxes on property purchases for private buyers, depending on whether the property has already been registered or not. Two of the taxes apply to new build property only. VAT, or IVA in Spanish, is applied at a rate of 10% for residential property, and AJB is a type of stamp duty which applies at rates between 0.5% and 1.5% depending on region and circumstance. The third is IPT, which is a property transfer tax levied on resale properties where the property has already been registered, and rates vary per region and generally range between 6% and 11%. All these taxes are paid by the buyer and are generally not included in the purchase price. So you always need to be aware of how much tax you'll pay on top of the asking price. On an ongoing basis, residential property is liable to the Spanish equivalent of council tax, known as Impuesto sobre Bienes Inmuebles, or IBI, which is paid to the local town hall. The amount of the tax to be paid generally depends on several factors, such as the build size of the property, the classification of the land the property is built on, the size of the plot, and the proximity to services and infrastructure. Based on these factors, the local town hall or ayuntamiento will assign a valor cadastral, or taxable value, to each property in its area. As a guideline, the valor cadastral will normally be about 60 to 70% of the actual value of the property. The EB is then calculated based on a coefficient multiplied by the valor cadastral. The coefficient applied varies between 0.4% and 1.3% for urban properties.
And finally, while people may prefer not to think about this right now, how does inheritance tax work in Spain?
Well, since we never know what the future holds, I recommend thinking ahead and considering how much tax your beneficiaries will pay if they inherit the inherit your assets on your death. Spanish succession and gift tax is due in either of the following situations. Firstly, if the beneficiary of an inheritance or estate or recipient of a lifetime gift is resident in Spain, this will therefore apply to any of your heirs who live in Spain, as well as to yourself if you receive an inheritance, even if it's coming from abroad. And secondly, if the asset being inherited or gifted is a Spanish asset, such as a property located in Spain or a Spanish bank account, this applies even if the recipient does not live in Spain. Succession tax rates, allowances, and even some rules can vary significantly across regions. So for information and advice in relation to your specific autonomous community, I suggest contacting your local Blevins Franks partner to discuss further.
So Chris, what steps should people take to prepare for Spanish taxes? How do you help your clients reduce the impact of taxation in Spain?
Well, Howard, I'm afraid there is no simple answer to that question. It is easy to get DIY tax planning wrong, especially with the regulatory goalposts changing all the time. Expatriates have the added complication of having to deal with the tax rules of more than one country at a time when global tax scrutiny is at its highest. Getting it wrong can not only lead to an unwelcome and unexpected tax bill for you or your heirs, you could end up facing a tax investigation. It's also important to make sure your tax planning is not done in isolation or as an afterthought. It should be a fundamental part of your investment, pensions, estate planning, and overall wealth management approach. For truly effective financial planning, you need to consider all these various aspects together: tax planning, estate planning, investment planning, and pension planning. Every family is different, and your strategic financial planning must be carefully designed for you. All the various aspects should work cohesively together to create an overall wealth management plan that provides long-term financial security for yourself and achieves your wishes for your heirs. For peace of mind that you have covered everything and have understood the intricacies of Spanish taxation, and that making one financial decision will not have an unexpected consequence on another, I would strongly recommend taking professional advice from a suitably qualified advisor such as Blevins Franks. My advice to any listeners that have not yet investigated how they might improve their tax positions in Spain should invest an hour or two of their time meeting with a local Blevins Franks partner to learn more about what is possible. There is no cost for an initial chat, and it might result in significant savings for many years to come.
Very interesting this week. Thank you very much, Chris. We'll talk again in a fortnight.
It's a pleasure. And for all listeners, if they would like to make contact with us or get further information about some of the topics I've spoken about today, they may visit our website, blevinsfranks.com. They may also be able to fill in a contact form. And if they do, somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch to discuss the most appropriate next step.
It's a good site to browse as well. I know that as a fact. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, Howard. Thank you. Speak again soon.